Holy Letters of the Rebbe in 1682, in volume 6. This is dated Gimel Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe said, I was happy to receive regards from you. Again, this is a follow-up to the previous letter, which apparently he reported to the Rebbe, this Moreinu, with the titles, Moreinu Menachem Shmuel David Sheichya Halevi Raichik Shadar. And he also gave me over the pidyon nefesh, the pan, for you. And as you requested, I mentioned you on the tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in the title Beis Rotzen. Rabbi Reichik also related that before you used to be a shoychet abodik, and now you became a businessman. So the Rebbe said that for sure you heard the expression of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov used to say, this we heard many times from my father-in-law. We had the privilege to hear this many times from my father-in-law, my father, the Rebbe, that everything that one a Jew hears or sees, you have to take it from it a lesson in his service to the blessed Hashem. As far as the Shechita, so the Tanit Beit Abishmol says, Ein v'shachat elo u'moshach. So, this is Gemara in Chulin Lamed Amud Beis. So, what is the Hasidic and Musar meaning, Ein v'shachat elo u'moshach? He says, basically, Moshach means you pull. Moshach means you pull. Basically, what you're doing is when you shech the animal and you make it kosher for consumption of kosher food, and then the person eats the food, so then you are pulling up this animal from its level of being just a chai, being a living animal, and you bring it up to the level of the human species because it is energizing and it's giving the vitality to the human. So what does it mean in the way of Chassidus and Musar? What is this thing of Shechita that the meat becomes, of the animal, becomes fit for human consumption? And when the person eats the meat turns into blood and flesh just as the body of the person. So therefore, it turns out that he's pulling up that animal, which is only on the level of chai, a living, and he brings it to a higher world. He brings it to the world of medaber, of the human. So the Sefer Rebbe says the same thing is also in the service of our soul. Every Jew has an animal soul and a godly soul. So what is the mission of the godly soul, which is carved out, it comes from underneath the glorious throne, and it descended a great descent, a very great descent, to dress itself up in a body and an animal soul. What is the goal of that descent? Is in order that you should work with her, with your animal soul, in particularly, and in generally, in the part that you have in this world, to work it up. Similar to the idea of Shechita, which means that energy, the vitality, and your excitement that the animal soul has in this world, in the Olam Hazidika matters, the worldly matters, is Ein V'shachat Elo Moshach. You should shech that, draw it. You should transfer this to the matters of Torah, mitzvahs, and godly matters. So the excitement that you have in the physical world from all the physicality and all the enjoyments that you have in this physical world, umoshach, you should slaughter it and pull it away and bring it up to the level of the godly soul. And since all Jews are responsible for each other, so you cannot be satisfied with the work for yourself or for your family members, but you must also influence your surroundings, that instead of physicality, materialism, animalism, there shall be matters of Torah and mitzvahs, which are illuminated with the godly light, as explained in the teaching of Chassidus at length. I bless you that you should succeed in your above service. The Rebbe gave him a job to impact the environment, to make from this material aspects, bring it into the spiritual level, that this should be a pipeline, and this should be a vessel, a vehicle, to draw down and to receive the blessing of the blessed Hashem in everything that you need and that your family may they live.